I'll have to confess, I'm a little confused, a little bit bewildered. Phil came home last night with a flyer about a creative careers conference that was taking place at the Broadway, and the schedule just looked phenomenal, and I just thought, wow, what an opportunity, you know, creative quarter, creative careers. It's obviously something to do with the college, which is probably why, you know, I knew nothing about it, because I'm not a student, but I am a student of technology. I'm a student of future. I want to know what's coming next. I want to understand it, and I want to then, you know, work it into my practice. I mean, that's where I've come to with you know, social technologies. And one of the sessions was developing new audiences, which I thought, great, you know. If I wasn't doing the work that I do with Audiences Europe, I would never have been interested in that subject, but I kind of thought, like, this is something that I can share with my network. However, a session that was supposed to be lasting from 12 till 2, so I'd settled down for a two-hour session about audience development. And what it ended up being was a half an hour pitch about what we are primary do, try and do, want to do. And for a session that I had been looking to be considering developing audiences within Nottingham City and within the creative quarter, I'm going to have to re-listen to it, but I believe the word audience was used not at all. They talked a lot about the stuff they're going to develop and what artists are going to produce, but just no consideration about who the end result is actually for, which just goes to demonstrate to me really that creative art is just creative vanity. And I'm actually really a little bit angry because art is so much more than that, and the arts industry and the media industry is more than that. It's about information, it's about education, and where it's done best, it's done in a really fun way. And there is place for spectacle, and there is a place for frivolity, but also one of the most engaging things about art is that it can talk to us, and that it can somehow change a perspective that, you know, when you step outside of that space, something may have changed forever. And good art can do that. And I just think creative art is, at this moment in time, arrogant, vain, passionless, soulless. And I think with the beauty of the architecture that we have here in the Lace Market, I think the creative quarter need to really think about what being creative really means. I think what came home to me the very first session, which was great, I'm going to blog about that, was an artist who was talked to by a consortium about a mural project. He was under the impression that it was his project. It turned out that they gleaned all of the ideas about the logistics of a project of this scale, then put it out to tender. A consultant then took on that project, to which, without the artist's input, they actually had no foundation for their knowledge. To which, 3 years later, the artist was recontacted and asked to put forward a project to which he worked tirelessly throughout his Christmas holiday to deliver in a period of 4 months. Now, I don't know how much that artist got paid, but I imagine there was a lot of money wasted between the point of deciding they were going to tender for it and the point at which they realised they'd messed up. Now, it may sound a bit harsh, but Creative Quarter, I hope you listen to this. And Creative Quarter, I hope you take notice. Ricky Marr has got a lot to say. Ricky Marr has got some really good perspectives. Don't just make him a dolly puppet. Listen to the creatives in this city and listen to the creatives who have an ethic. They have an aesthetic, but they also have an ethic and they want to see art talk. It's about conversation, and it's why a lot of artists are becoming social artists and why graffiti is coming to the fore, because it is the conversation of the streets. It's the art of the people. I'm going to head back into the studio now. Audience. Without an audience, it is just vanity. That's all I've got to say, really. And thanks for listening. At PCM Creative, Karen Lyon. And thanks for listening. And if you listen regularly, that was a bit of a rant. But, it means something to me, this area. And it breaks my heart that it could be squandered, and we look back in 10 years' time and nothing's changed. But there's a potential right here for stuff to change. Anyway, I'm going to stop. Thanks for listening.